Good morning.
早安。
From time to time, I will preach in English just to help me to remember how to speak in English.
我会有的时间选择去用英文来讲道，来帮助我不会忘记怎么去说英文。
The topic of the sermon today is renewing our mind.
今天的主题是我们心意更新。
Let us pray before we start.
让我们来一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this morning that we are able to come to worship you.
亲爱的天父，感谢你，感谢你这个清晨把我们带到你的殿中，我们一起来敬拜你。
Help us to understand what it means to be a Christian.
帮助我们去明白是作为一个基督徒是一个真正什么意义。
What it means to be baptized to become a Christian.
帮助我们明白来受洗成为基督徒是真正的意义是什么。
What it means to repent of our sin, what it means to trust in Jesus for our life.
帮助我们怎么知道真正的像真的是悔改罪，然后全新的信靠主。
Jesus' name we pray.
我们以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
As we study Book of Romans, we come back to this topic.Over and over again, what it means to be a Christian.
当我们在一起学习罗马书的时候，我们经常会回到同一个主题。作为基督徒是什么意思？
Many of the passages that I'm going to speak, I have repeated this beginning on it several times.
很多我们要讲的主题都是我们曾经很多次分享过的。
What do you think, becoming a Christian mean?
你认为作为一个基督徒是什么意思呢？
Many people think of becoming a Christian as being a person who can go to heaven.
很多人认为作为一个基督徒意义就是可以去天堂。
They think about being a Christian is to be saved from hell, to be able to enter to the kingdom of God.
很多人他们认为作为一个基督徒就是被从地狱的永死中解脱出来，可以再进入天堂与主同在。
Some of the Christians never really care about God, but they love the idea of God cares for them.
很多基督徒真正的其实并没有很关心神的这个概念，而是非常注重于神怎样去照顾关心他。
And some don't really love God, but they love the idea of God.Loving them.
很多人根本不是心里边真心的爱主，而是他们非常喜欢这个神爱人的这个概念。
So if they, when they heard the good news that Jesus died for us, soon as you pray the prayer, Jesus is going to forgive your sin and you will go to heaven.
很多人一听到这个概念说耶稣为罪而死，然后当你向神呼求的时候，神就会赦免你的罪。
Sure, I will repent. I will confess my sin as long as I can get the ticket to the heaven.
So, 这些人马上就会说，那我一定会悔罪，忏悔我们的罪，然后能够领到这个去天堂的永生的这个票据。
So something is wrong when a person become a Christian just to get to heaven, but he doesn't really care about God.
我们在看这个思路过程中，如果一个基督徒只是说为了信主来得到去天堂的这个车票，而不是真正的关心神、爱神的这个概念，这个逻辑就有一些问题。
Something is not right when a person wants to repent of their sin, but they don't really like the idea of living their life for God.
另外一个概念上有一些悖论，就是有些基督徒说悔改他们的罪，但是不愿意为神而活，这个逻辑上就是一个相悖的。
Something is wrong with this kind of mindset.
这个逻辑上面就是说明我们心里边想法上是有问题的。
What's wrong with this mindset?
那么这个心意上的想法有什么问题呢？
The first point I want to think with you is the problem with our mind.
首先我们要思考一下我们心思出了什么问题。
The problem with our minds.
我们心思的问题。
As you can read in Romans chapter 1, verse 21 to 25, this is not the first time you read this. As so many, you read this, we have read this so many times.
我们读罗马书1章21到25节 很多次。
Let's read the English version of this. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 to 25. Let's read it together.
我们来一起读1章21到25节。
For even though they knew God, they did not give thanks, but they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the likeness of corruptible men, and of birds and four-footed and crawling. Therefore, God gave them so that their bodies should be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worship and who is blessed forever. The problem with our mind, first, we fail to honor God.
我们心思出问题的第一个最大的问题就是我们忘记去荣耀神。
We fail to seek God's glory.
我们没有去寻求神的荣耀。
As we read in chapter 1, verse 21, it says, For even though they knew God, they did not glorify him as God or give thanks.
我们读到这个1章21节说到, 因为虽然他们知道神,却不把神当作神,荣耀他,也不感谢他。
And this is serious.
这是个很严重的问题。
Those people who did not glorify him as God are those people who knew God.
这些没有把神当神的人是他们虽然知道神但是不把神当神来荣耀。They
did not glorify him as God, and that's why they need to be saved.
他们不把神当作神来荣耀他,所以说他们真正的是需要得到救赎。
And that brings us to a question as we see the life of most Christians today.
这就带来一个问题, 让我们看大部分基督徒的生活。
Most Christians think that as long as they pray the prayer, they will be their sin will be forgiven, and then they can continue to live a life that does not glorify him.
很多基督徒认为他们只要是祷告那正确的祷告, 那么他们的罪就可以得赦免,然后呢,他们回去还是照他们原来的方式来生活。
That is not salvation.
这不是救恩,这不是救赎。
That is a deception.
这是真正的是一个欺骗自己。
Because we fail to honor God,
因为我们不把神当神来荣耀,
our thinking become futile and our heart become darkened.
我们的思想变为虚妄, 我们的心思也变得灰暗。
As we can see, chapter 1, verse 21, it says, Because they did not glorify him as God, they become futile in their thoughts,
就如,
and their foolish heart was darkened.
就如1章21节所说, 因为他们虽然知道神, 却不把神当作神荣耀, 也不感谢他, 他们的思维变得虚妄, 愚昧的心就昏暗了。
For all the Christians among us who think that our life, we can live our life without glorifying him, we can live our life not for God, we are in the thinking pattern that is futile.
对于我们这个所有的这些基督徒认为我们可以不把神当神,然后不以荣耀神的方式而活,这个其实真是代表了我们的心思灰暗。
God calls our heart as a foolish heart that was darkened.
这里边神称我们的心是被灰暗了, 让我们的思念变为虚妄。
For anyone who calls themselves Christian,
任何一个称自己为基督徒的人,
is not able to bring himself or herself to the knee to say that my life should glorify you.
如果他不能够真的是跪下向神说, 我的生命是要为你而活。
their thoughts and their heart are darkened. They are in need of true salvation.
他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心变为灰暗。他们是真正需要救赎的人。
Because we fail to honor God, our mind become foolish while claiming to be wise.
因为我们不把神当作神来荣耀，所以我们的心变成愚蠢，没有聪明。
But yes, we still claim ourselves to be a wise person.
尽管我们称自己是充满智慧的人。
Verse 22, professing to be wise, they became fools.
22节讲到他们自称为聪明反成了愚拙。
The moment we think that we don't need to live for God, we can live for ourselves, we're thinking to ourselves, the way we want to live our own life is wise. That's why we want to follow our own plan.
在那个瞬间我们认为我们可以不为神而活，为我们自己而活。我们认为我们很聪明，我们可以按我们自己生命的计划而活。我们认为我们自己真的有这个小聪明。
We are happy that we live for ourselves.
我们非常高兴为自己而活。
As a Christian, we think that our sin was forgiven, so we go to heaven. At the same time, we can live however we want.
作为基督徒，我想，反正我的罪已经得赦免，我已经能够得到保证去进天堂，那么我在这世界上，我就按我自己的方法来活。
In our heart, in our thinking, only fools will go all the way to live for God and sacrifice everything for God.
在我们心里甚至有这样的想法，只有那些真的是蠢的、愚蠢的人，才能够真的为主而活，把一切生命献给主。
Do you see the disturbing pattern here? All those we call ourselves Christians, we just think like those who are not Christians.
你们看到这个让人心里非常担忧的想法吗？那些我们自称为基督徒的人，其实行事为神上面正在向那些非基督徒所做。
Because we fail to honor God,
因为我们没有把神当作神荣耀。
We worship and or serve anything but God.
我们会崇拜或者是服侍那些任何的不是神的东西。
It says here verse 23, and exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the likeness of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures.
23节讲到把不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像。像必朽坏的人、飞鸟、四足走兽和爬行的动物的样式。
We run after the things of the world, and we sacrifice our time, our effort, our health for the things of the world.
我们追逐世上的这些目标，我们把我们的时间、精力、所有的事情都放在追求这世上的事情上。
Because we fail to honor God.
因为我们没有把神当神来荣耀。
We dishonor our body by lusting over impurity.
我们没有把神当神来荣耀，我们把身体真是献给遵从心里的情欲来做不洁的事。
We fail to honor God.
我们没有把神当神来荣耀。
We let our body live according to our own desire.
我们通过贪欲来亵渎自己的身体。
Verse 24, it says, therefore God gave them in the lust of their heart to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them.
24节说到，所以神任凭他们心中的情欲，放纵他们行不洁的事，以致他们的身体在自己中间被亵渎。
We lust over all kinds of stuff.
我们心里贪恋各种各样的事情。
And we let our hand, our eyes to see, our hand to do, our feet to go to the places where we're not supposed to go.
我们放纵我们自己的手脚让我们的眼看这些手脚不该去做的那些不洁的事。
Because we fail to honor God.
因为我们没有把神当作神来荣耀。
We live in lies.
我们在谎言中生活。
For they exchange the truth of God for a lie.
我们把神的真实来和这个世间的虚谎做了交换。
We tell ourselves everything will be okay.
我们自己自欺说道，一切都会好的。
We tell ourselves, as long as we have a chance to pray to God and repent, everything will be taken care of.
我们欺骗自己说道，只要我们找机会向神祷告，向神悔罪，一切都会好的。
We continue to allow ourselves to sin against God.
我们继续允许我们的身体去向神犯罪。
A lot of Christians, they call themselves Christians, their thinking pattern is like a non-Christian.
很多基督徒，他们自称为基督徒，但是他们的思想的方式是完全是非基督徒的样式。
Maybe it is because they are not Christians after all.
也许真正的情况是他们根本就不是基督徒。
A lot of people think the only problem with our mind is that we don't know all the knowledge we need to know.
许多人认为我们心思出问题的根本原因是因为我们缺乏知识。
All we need is education.
我们所需要的就是教育。
All we need is the Bible study.
我们来学习圣经。
A lot of people also think the problem with our minds is that it is not free enough to think.
还有很多人认为我们心思不自由的原因是因为我们不够自由。
So we need freedom.
我们需要自由。
People just need to be free to think whatever they want to think.
他们有自由，应该有自由去想他们所想的事。
They just need to be free to become whoever they want to be.
他们可以有自由去想他们要做成什么样的人。
They just need to be free to become whatever gender they want to be.
他们可以有自由去选择他们任何的性别。
As you can see, these people think they are much wiser.
你会看到这些人认为自己非常聪明。
They are much wiser than those Christians who just abide by the Bible.
他们认为自己比那些只遵循圣经的基督徒们要聪明更多。
Those people think they have the truth.
这些人认为他们掌握了真理。
But instead they live in a lie.
但真实的情况是他们在谎言中。
The problem of our mind is not that we are finite, we are limited.
真正人心的问题不是因为我们有限。
The problem of our mind is that our mind are fallen.
真正的问题是我们堕落在罪中。
We do not desire God.
我们心里不追求神。
We do not hate sin.
我们不恨罪。
So the solution for our mind.
所以我们心思要解决这个问题的方案是什么呢？
How to solve the problem of the mind.
怎么样去解决我们心思上的问题呢？
Let's read chapter 12 verse 1 to 2.
让我们一起读罗马书12章1到2节。
Therefore I exhort you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a sacrifice, living holy, which is your spiritual service
of worship.
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may approve what the will of God is, that which is good and pleasing and perfect. As we read this passage, we notice a contrast.
我们在读这段经文的时候，我们看到一个对比。
A contrast. Remember when we read chapter 1?
当我们记得我们在读第一章的时候，
Sinners fail to honor God.
罪人不把神当神来荣耀。
As a result, their mind became futile.
那么结果呢，就是他们的心思变为虚妄。
As a result, we dishonor our bodies and we think that it is good.
而这个结果呢，也是玷污身体，然后认为这一切都是好的。
And we live in lies.
我们活在虚妄中。
And we take it as a truth.
我们把这个谎言当成了真理。
And when we come to chapter 12,
当我们来到第十二章的时候，
the contrast is that a Christian, a true Christian, is not a mature Christian, is any Christian who really become a Christian, is the person who worship God as we present our bodies as living sacrifice.
十二章讲到那些真正的心意悔改真正的基督徒是愿意为神而活把自己身体献上当作活祭。
Instead of failing to honor God, we worship and honor God by offering ourselves as living sacrifice.
和前面的对比，我们愿意真正的荣耀神，把神来当神来荣耀，我们心意更新，把身体献上当作活祭。
Instead of our mind becoming futile, we renew, our mind was renewed.
和前面的对比，心思变为虚妄。我们现在的心意得到更新。
Instead of dishonoring our bodies by doing things that dishonor God, we present our bodies as living sacrifice.
过去呢是玷污自己的身体，那么现在的更新之后，我们愿意献上身体作为活祭，来荣耀神。
Instead of living in lies,
与其活在谎言中，像以前那样。
We discern the will of God, which is good and pleasing.
我们现在查验神全然美好的心意。
This is a solution for the sin. This is a solution for our mind.
这是解决我们罪、解决我们心思虚妄的这个方案。
And this is the salvation and the redemption.
这是我们真正得到救赎、真正得到救赎的真意。
How many times have I talked about this? Maybe 3 or 4 times this year.
我以前在这方面讲过很多次，可能不止3到4次。
I don't want you to go out this building and thinking that offer myself as living sacrifice, that's another step for a Christian.
我不想离开这个我们的圣殿之后，想把我们的身体献上当作活祭，作为我们作为基督徒的下一步。
It is not another step.
不是我们做基督徒的下一步要做的事。
It is the only step.
而是我们唯一需要做的事。
The only reasonable step.
而是唯一真的是应该做的事。
Because the alternative is to failure to honor God.
因为这个没有任何的其他选择，其他选择就是不把神当作神来荣耀他。
The only alternative is to let our mind become futile and living in lies.
另外的选择就是让我们的心思变为虚妄，活在虚谎中。
That's a non-Christian's lifestyle.
那是非基督徒的生活方式。
If you continue to live a non-Christian lifestyle and you feel good about it, then you need to be saved.
如果你还真是过着那些非基督徒的生活方式，而心里还沾沾自喜，那你真正的需要得到救赎。
How do we transform our minds?
那么怎样来更新我们的心意呢？
We're going to read chapter 6, verse 3 to 11 that we read earlier.
那我们来读一下六章，我们前面读过的，罗马书的第六章。
Verse 3, or do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him
through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead,through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
Right, here's only verse 3 and 4. It says we are baptized into Jesus Christ. This is the first step of becoming a Christian. When we trust in Jesus, we get baptized.
那么我们成为基督徒的第一步，这里告诉我们，清楚告诉我们，受洗归入耶稣基督。
When we are baptized, we're baptized into Christ Jesus.
我们受洗的时候，我们受洗归入耶稣基督。
What does it mean to be baptized with Jesus, into Jesus?
那么这里受洗归入基督的意义是什么呢？
It is the baptism that one comes under Christ's lordship.
这是我们真正的受洗归入耶稣的掌权之下。
It is to be identified with Jesus Christ.
我们和神能够有一样的样式。
How do you identify with Jesus Christ?
那我们怎样能够成为耶稣的样式？
You're buried with him as if you are dead to sin.
我们与耶稣同埋葬，就是向罪而死。
It says here verse 4, therefore we are buried with him through the baptism into death.
这第四节讲到我们受洗的时候是和他一同埋葬。
At the moment you trust in Jesus, your desire is that you will be baptized into death, no longer alive to sin.
当你信主的那一刻，你就是已经承认你要和耶稣同埋葬，向罪死。
The purpose of being buried with him so that we can be raised with Christ.
之所以要和他一同埋葬，就是叫我们能够和他一起重生。
Verse 4 says, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
第四节讲到，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们能够，原是叫我们与耶稣同死，然后在耶稣复活的时候与他同活。
So baptism happens when we confess our sin and repent so that we are dead to sin.
那么洗礼就是说我们承认我们的罪，向罪而死。
The desire of our heart is that we want to be dead to sin. We no longer want to live in sin. That's our desire.
我们心里的真正的意愿是我们要悔罪，向罪而死，我们不愿意在罪中继续生活。
That's the desire when one truly become a Christian.
那么是这是我们真正的想成为基督徒的真实的心意。
Is that your desire?
而是我们心里真心的向往。
Is that your desire? I'm speaking to all the Christians.
我向所有的基督徒而言，就是说我们在受洗归主的时候，我们心里面 是这样的渴望，向罪而死。
The moment you repent your sin, that repent means you want to be dead to your sin.
在那你愿意成为基督徒的瞬间，你说你是要向罪而死，你心里面有这个非常深的渴望。
But nobody can be dead to their own sin on their own.
没有任何一个人可以自己向罪而死。
That's why we need to put our trust in Jesus.
那就是为什么我们把我们的信靠要放在主耶稣身上。
The baptism happens when we put our trust in Jesus so that we can live for God.
受洗的时候就是当我们把我们的信靠放在耶稣身上，我们向神而活。
This heart baptism or inner baptism or spiritual baptism is the transformation of our spirit.
这种内心的心思上面的这种灵命上的这种洗礼是真实的改变我们的心意的。
When you see that our heart is so darkened, we have no desire for God, you desire that you have a true desire for God's glory, then you cry out to Jesus, Jesus save me, I don't have anything in me that desire you.
当我们在悔改的时候，我们看到心里的真正的那些黑暗，我们不愿意再这样过日子，我们向神哭求说，神啊，你救我，我们要脱离这个罪。
I want to be a person who hates sins and desire God.
我想做一个那个向罪死，恨恶罪，向神而活的人。
I want to be a person who no longer live in sin but live for God.
我要做一个不要在罪里边继续生活的人，我要向神而活。
But I'm not able to do that.
但是我自己做不到。
So I cry out to Jesus Christ, God save me.
所以我向神呼求，说神啊，你来救我。
That's the moment of redemption.
这个时刻就是你真正的认罪悔改得救的时刻。
Maybe you have been baptized before, maybe you have prayed the prayer before, but you never thought about yourself as someone whoDo not want to continue to live in sin.
也许你已经受洗，也许你已经祷告，但是如果你心里边没有这种真正的悔改，看到自己的罪，要向罪而死，那你就是没有真正的信靠主。
Maybe you call yourself a Christian, but you never thought about living for God as an option.
也许你自己自称为基督徒，但是你从没有想过为神而活是一个选择。
You never thought about you want to live for God.
你从来没有想到要为神而活。
You never have that desire.
你心里边没有这种渴望。
Every time you hear the sermon say live for God, well, that's not for me.
每次你听到讲道讲到为神而活，你想哦，这不是对我而说的。
Then you are not a Christian.
那如果你这样想的话，你不是一个真正的基督徒。
Because you have not put your trust in Jesus to help you so that you can live for God.
因为你没有把你的信靠放在主耶稣身上，所以你可以为主而活。
I'm going to talk about two kinds of baptism.
我来下面讲讨论一下两种的洗礼。
What Romans chapter 6 talk about is the inner or spiritual baptism. Maybe there's another term for that.
在罗马书第六章讲到了那种内心灵命上的那种洗礼。
There's another called water baptism where we're going to have in two weeks.
另一种呢就是水的洗礼，我们在过两星期会有浸信的，会有浸礼。
We have seen people coming up here and share the testimony and then they go into the water and I just make them all wet and then they come up. That's water baptism.
你们可能记得他们上台前来，他们为在众人面前做见证，然后他们要进到水里边，我会让他们完全的进到水下，然后呢，这是水洗。
Water baptism is an outward ceremony that reflects the reality of what happened inside.
进水礼是一个外在的表明，向世人宣称他已经心里面内心的转变。
Water baptism is an outward ceremony. It's something that you can see outside.
进水礼呢是一个外在的一个仪式，你可以从外面的看到。
That outside presentation is reflecting of what already happened inside the person's heart.
这种外在的这种仪式呢，表明他的内心的转变。
The inside the person's heart is the person who see his own sin and he hate it. He no longer want to live in sin. He want to be dead in sin.
那么内在的转变是这个人认识到自己内心的罪，然后他非常恨恶这个罪，他要有这个转变，要跟随神。
So he go into the water.
所以进到水里边。
He tell, that represent a picture of being buried and in the ground.
那么这个的意义呢，就是说他已经是被在地下埋葬。
Or maybe we can dig a big hole in the ground and then the person go in and then we bury him and then we dug up him out again.
也许我们可以在地底下挖一个洞，然后把人放进去，把土埋上，再把它马上拉出来。
No, that's too scary. Water is better.
那样看上去很可怕的一个情形。
So you go into
水里更好。
So you go into the water.
所以你进到水里边。
You want to use this to reflect the fact that you are dead to sin.
你要用这个来表明你向罪而死。
And you come up again.
当你再出来的时候。
You want to express the desire that you want to live for God from now on.
你会向世人表明你的心意，你要为神而活。
This is exactly what Romans chapter 6 telling us.
这就是罗马书第六章跟我们讲的。
Remember the baptism?
记得你当时的洗礼吗？
The first step of your Christian life?
你作为基督徒的第一步。
That is the desire that you have to be dead to sin and live for God, and you need Jesus Christ to save you and to help you to do that.
你在那一刻，你有这个非常的渴望要向罪而死，你愿意向神呼求，愿意为主而活。
So water baptism for those who have already repented their sin and put their trust in Jesus, willing to live for God, it is a ceremony.To demonstrate and to testify before people what have happened in our heart.
浸水礼是那些已经真的心里边完全的接受主耶稣作为他们的救主，他承认要向罪而死，向神而活。这是一个向世人显示他们心意更新的一个仪式。
It is a picture.
这是一个图像。
Demonstrating the transformation that occur in our spiritual world realm.
他来证明我们这个在我们的灵命上的这个心意更新的变化的过程。
So, what happens if we perform a water baptism, but we don't truly believe in Jesus? We don't truly want to live for Christ?
那么我们想象一下，如果是我们来施行这个浸水礼，但是这个人心里面没有真正的悔改，接受主耶稣向罪死，愿意为神而活的话，
Out of confusion, you go into the water and come out.
你可能脑袋不是很清楚，你就进到水里边，然后也走了这个浸水里的过程。
Or you think that people at the church are so nice to me.
你可能会想，教会里边人真的对我非常好。
They keep asking me if I want to trust in Jesus.
他们一直问我要不要把我的信靠放在主耶稣身上。
I don't really feel much, but in order to thank them, I just go through the ceremony to make them happy.
我心里边没有多想，只是为了感谢他们的好意，所以我就听从他们的建议，进到水里边，实行了浸水礼。
Oh, you think that, I like to be in the church with these people, but they keep nagging me?
或者你在想，我很愿意和教会里这些非常好的人相处，但是他们一直唠唠叨叨的。
Ask me if I want to trust, put out my trust in Jesus.
总是在问我要不要信靠耶稣。
I just spend a morning to go into the water and up, there goes the nagging.
那么我经过这个浸水里之后，我进到水里边出来，所有这些的唠叨就停止了。
And I heard that if you are non-Christian, people will care a lot about you, and once you become Christian, nobody cares for you.
我也曾经听说，当你是一个非基督徒的时候，很多人都非常的关心爱护你。当你成为基督徒的时候，没有人关心爱护你。
So I can just do the water baptism, and then nobody bother me anymore.
所以我就进行这个浸水礼，没有人可以再向我唠叨，再来向我说这些事。
So if there's no transformation in your heart, and you just doing this water baptism, the water baptism doesn't save you.
如果你心里面没有真正的心意更新，没有那种灵命上的转变，而仅仅是走这种浸水里的这种过程，那么你的生命没有真正的改变。
You never have a desire to die to sin. You never have the desire. Again, I said desire. I'm not saying ability, okay? We are not able to. We only, we should have a desire to live for God. You never have that desire. And you just go through the water baptism. It doesn't save you.
如果你仅仅是心里边，你心里面没有这种渴望，真的是想有这种渴望向罪而死，向神而活的话，你仅仅走这种浸水礼的仪式，这一步并不能够真正的救赎你。
If you never cry out to Jesus to save you out because you desire to be dead in sin and dead to sin and live for Christ and you're not able to do it, then you cry out to Jesus, you never done that, then you are not saved.
如果你从来没有说在你真的是在罪的那种捆绑下面，心里边真心的失望，然后向神呼求说你要神来解救你，如果你心里边没有这种的变化的话，你没有真正的得救。
If you were baptized as a child and you do that because that make your parents happy,
也许说你经历这种浸水礼就是为了让你的父母高兴。
And you don't truly know that you need to hate sin and love God,
你没有真心的想你要恨恶罪，然后要全心的爱神。
Again, I'm talking about desire. I'm not talking about ability. Nobody able to do that.
这里边我谈到的是你真的真心的那种渴望恨恶罪，向神呼求来救你。我不是在讲你的能力，没有人可以自己做到。
And then there is no transformation.
那么你这个没有这个过程的话，你没有真正经历那种心意更新的变化。
The water baptism alone should not be the sign where you point to, see, I'm safe. That's not the things that you can point to.
浸水礼本身并不能代表你真正的得救。
But water baptism is only meaningful when there is true transformation in your heart.
浸水礼只有在你心里真正的经历那种心灵的更新而转变之后才有意义。
Many people had water baptism without a true inner transformation.
很多人经历了浸水礼，但是没有真正的心里边有得的更新。
Without a real trust in Jesus to save them from their sin.
没有真正的信靠主耶稣来把他从罪里救赎出来。
It's not just for forgiveness of sin.
这不仅仅是饶恕罪。
But it's to save them from their sin.
而是真正的从罪里边把他救赎出来。
When water baptism happened without a real trust in Jesus.
当浸水礼的时候，我们把我们的真实的信靠放在主耶稣身上。
Without a real trust in Jesus, you have baptism. People may think they are Christians, but indeed they are not.
如果没有把你的信心放在主耶稣身上，虽然你经历了浸水礼，但是你不是一个真正的基督徒，没有真正的得救。
Their mind will never renew to want to die to sin to live and to live for God.
他们的心意没有更新到，让他们意识到要向罪而死，为神而活。
They are not a real Christian.
他们不是真正的基督徒。
So what happened?
那么这个时候下一步会发生什么呢？
What happened when you come to realize that you do need to repent of your sin?
那么当你真正的意识到你要悔改罪，那么你该做什么呢？
You do need to desire to live for God.
你真心的渴望为神而活。
You never knew that before.
你以前从来不知道这一点。
Now you become a Christian.
那你有了这一步之后，真的心意的更新，你是一个真正的基督徒。
But when you were baptized, when you were younger, you don't really have that desire. You don't really know what it means to be a Christian.
当你小的时候，你可能没有意识到这种的意义，你就经历了浸水礼。
Now you know that you truly become a Christian. Can you be baptized again?
那么你现在认识到，你是一个真正的基督徒，向罪死，向神而活。那么你是不是需要再，你可不可以再受洗？
I would say yes.
那么答案是，是的。
Because the water baptism is the testimony of a true transformation in your heart. And if it wasn't a real transformation and you realize that it is now a true transformation, then you are allowed to be baptized again.
因为浸水礼是你向世人真的宣告你真正的心意转变成为基督徒的一个仪式。如果你当时受洗的时候你没有这一步真正的心理的转换，那么现在你有了真正的心理转换，那么你是可以重新受洗，向世人宣告你已经是个真正基督徒。
But some of you have made a decision to receive Jesus as your Savior when you were baptized.
那么有些人是在受洗的时候已经接受主耶稣作为他的救主。
The only difference is that you did not know much about your decision at that time. You did not understand more about your sin, but you did know you make a decision to receive Christ.
如果你很清楚你做了这个决定来跟随主耶稣，但是你那个时候可能对罪的理解没有那么深刻，没有那么敏感。
Now you become more sensitive to the sin, the issue of sin, and now you become more decisive in living for God.
那么现在你可能对罪更加敏感，知道罪的对罪的更深的理解，你决定你要完全的依赖耶稣为神而活。
That's normal as we grow as a Christian.
那么这是在我们基督徒灵命成长过程中是一个很正常的过程。
You're growing in your sensitivity to sin. You're growing to understand that you need to follow Christ. That is growth.
那么基督徒成长的这个一个标志就是你对罪越来越敏感，你越来越意识到你需要主耶稣作为救主。
That doesn't mean that you have to re-baptize again.
如果是这种情况，你不需要重新受洗。
The only time you want to consider baptize again is that you are sure that at the time you baptize, you have no clue. It is not because you put your trust in Jesus. It's just something else.
如果你在考虑这个浸水礼，重新进行浸水礼的话，就是说 你在第一次敬礼的时候，你可能心里面不是很明白，没有把你的信靠完全放到主耶稣身上。现在你明白了，这种情况下，你是可以再重新受洗的。
We will have a baptism in 2 more weeks, and then we will be witnessing a lot of people, not a lot of people, a few people, testifying their faith in Jesus.
我们过两个星期会有敬礼，我们会会见证有几个弟兄姐妹他们的分享。
For those people who are in the class, baptism class, and you're still thinking whether you should get baptized, two questions you need to ask yourself.
对那些在上受洗班的课程的学员那么你在决定你是不是要真正受洗的时候，你需要回答两个问题。
Do I recognize my sin is something that separate me from God?
我有没有认识到罪是真正让我和神分离的？
Do I recognize sin as something that separate me from God and I hate it and I want Jesus to save me from that sin?
我有没有意识到罪让我与神分离，我心里非常憎恶罪，我需要神来救赎我。
The second question is,
第二个问题，
Do I recognize my need to live for God and I'm not able to and I cry out to Christ Jesus to save me so that I can live for God?
我有没有意识到我需要为神而活，但是我自己做不到，我向神哭求，求神救我，让我能够为神而活。
If you see those needs and you desire it and you're not able to do it, you cry out to Jesus, then you are safe.
如果你心里边有这个渴望，意识到这个罪，意识到自己不能够完全战胜，不能够战胜罪，你需要神来救赎你，那你是真正的得救了。
You are safe because Jesus will give you a new heart.
你是得救了，是因为耶稣会给你一个新的心。
So that you would desire him and hate sin.
你会心里边渴望神而恨恶罪。
You are saved because Jesus will give you a new spirit.
你得救是因为耶稣会给你一个新的灵。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Who will help you to overcome sin and enable you to live a life of sanctification.
圣灵会帮助你战胜罪，能够过一个成圣的生活。
And of course you are saved because through the blood of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven.
你当时你肯定是得救了，因为你承认通过耶稣基督的宝血，你的罪已得赦免。
So, once we renew our mind,What is our life like?
所以当我们心灵得到心意得到更新之后，我们的生命会是什么样子呢？
Our life will be a life that we continue to renew our mind so that we may be able to discern the will of God, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
像罗马书十二章二节所讲我们的心意得更新而变化，让我们查验何为神的纯全美好善良的旨意。
As we continue to read chapter 12 verse 3, it says, For through the grace given to me, I said to each one among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound thinking.
十二章三节讲到，我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
Instead of thinking that is futile, now we are to use our sound thinking to serve one another.
我们以前是心思以虚妄，那么现在我们心意更新，非常清楚地知道我们要彼此服侍。
It also asks us to love without hypocrisy.
十二章九节也告诉我们，爱人不可虚假。
Is to love in with the genuine love from Christ.
而我们要以真正的从神来的爱 来爱人。
The love the world has to offer is not real.
只爱世界能够提供的那一切，这不是真实的爱。
You can see when something happens, when it is no longer convenient, when it is become difficult, the love in the world disappears.
我们看到世界上，当如果困难的事情出现，或者让我们非常的觉得不方便的时候，世上的爱就消失了。
So as a Christian, let not our love be with hypocrisy.
作为基督徒，让我们的爱不可虚假。
We are to have genuine love.
我们需要真实的爱。
The love with hypocrisy is how the world acts, and that's the what verse chapter 12 and verse 1 says. We are do not conform to the world standard.
那么，以虚假的爱是那种世上所属的爱。我们不要作为基督徒，不要以虚假的爱像世人一样。
So verse 9 is a love with a renewed mind.
那么第九节告诉我们，我们要以更新的心意来爱。
And if you go to chapter 13, verse 8, it continues to talk about this love. It says, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another.
那么继续看13章8节的时候讲到，我们要恒心的爱人。
It's not so clear here. I like the way Chinese phrase it.
我这里边喜欢这个这里中文的翻译。
It says to love one another as if we owe them, but don't really owe them anything, but we love one another because of what we owe to God.
这里讲到凡事不可亏欠人，我们彼此相害，要常以为亏欠，这个亏欠是因为我们亏欠神。
The love of Christ was given to us for free.
因为神的爱对我们来说是无偿的。
The love of Christ is so abundant that we receive it for nothing.
那么神的爱是真的是丰富，我们不会为了得到一切来。
So we owe God all the love he has given us.
我们亏欠神给我们一切的爱。
Because of that, we ought to love one another.
就是因为这个，我们要彼此相爱。
So as you see, our love is dictated by the renewing of our mind of understanding what the love of Christ is.
So we love others the same way. 这个爱是由于我们彼此心意更新，我们以神耶稣基督的爱来爱。
If you look at the passage from chapter 12 verse 9 all the way to chapter 13 verse 10, it has a structure.
我们从12章第9节一直看到13章的第10节，这里边有一个结构。
From chapter 12 verse 9 to 13 verse 10, the very beginning, it tells us to love one another without hypocrisy.
那么这一段讲到，首先讲到我们要彼此相爱，不可虚假的相爱。
At the very end, it tells us to love one another as if we owe the love to God.
那么在最后讲到我们要彼此相爱，就像我们欠神那样的。
In the middle of those two sessions is a command for us to bless our enemy.
那么在中间一段要求我们祝福我们的敌人。
And another passage about we ought to submit to our government.
那另一段呢是讲到我们要顺服掌权的。
All this lump together as a command to love.
所有这一切组成了就是神对我们爱的诫命。
You know, there's a lot of unrest nowadays because of the government.
那我们现在知道由于这个政府的一些决策有很多的骚动。
If you see the news, there are a lot of activities, the worldly activities, to express their displease with the government.
现在我们看到世上很多的人对政府不满。
Someone hit another person's car and said, I'm not really hitting your car. I'm hitting your car because of another person.
有些人呢故意的伤害人的车，说我不是要伤你的车，我是因为伤害你这个车的制造者。
Yeah. But that's not the way Christians should act.
这不是基督徒所应该做的事。
We ought to respect. We ought to respect the government.
我们需要顺服掌权，尊重政府。
Ultimately, we are obeying God, not obeying government.
那么最终我们是顺服主，而不是顺，而不是说是盲目的顺服政府。
But we still have to react in a respectful way.
但是我们在我们的反应中也要有一个非常尊重的方式来表达我们的意见。
And at the end of chapter 13,
在第十三章的末尾，
it reminds us that it is good and pleasing and perfect will of God for you to lay aside all the deeds of darkness.
那么在十三章末尾讲到，我们要脱去一切暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
So it is good and pleasing and perfect will for God, of God for you not to think too highly of yourself.
所以对我们是把自己不要看成自己该当看的，这是神所喜悦的。
It is good and pleasing and perfect will of God for you to serve one another in the body of Christ.
我们能够彼此在主耶稣的肢体里边彼此的服侍，这是神所喜悦的。
It is good and pleasing and perfect will of God for you to love and respect one another without hypocrisy.
我们以真实的心而不是虚假的心彼此相爱服侍，这是神所喜悦的。
Finally, at the end of chapter 13, we continue with chapter 14 next week, but it is good and pleasing and perfect will of God for us to lay aside all the deeds that we do in darkness.
那么在十三章的最后面讲到，我们将脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器，这是神所喜悦。
That means everything we do, we ought to be able to present it to people.
所以不管我们做的什么事情，我们可以毫无畏惧的在人前展现。
As a true Christian, a renewed mind, we are to live for God, for God's glory, to honor God.
我们做一个真正的基督徒，真正的经历的心思转变的基督徒，我们要活出一个让神喜悦的生命。
A true salvation is to trust in Jesus Christ for the repentance of our sin, so that we may be dead to sin, and for the desire of God, so that we may, and also to trust in Jesus for the desire of God, so that we may live for God.
真正信主是信靠耶稣能救我们脱离罪，好叫我们向罪是死的，能赐我们一颗渴慕神的心，好叫我们向神而活。
Let us all make a decision.
让我们一起来做个决定。
Whether you are Christian or not Christian, whether you are true Christian or not a true Christian, a decision today is we want to be dead to sin. We want to live for Christ.
让我们一起做个决定，不管你是不是基督徒，不管你是不是是一个真正的基督徒，让我们都一起来做一个决定，让我们向罪而死。
Let our life, our daily life, be filled with our desire to love God.
让每天的生命生活，让我们心里充满一颗渴慕神的心，向神而活。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for your redemption, that you truly save us so that we are no longer living in sin.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的救赎，你给我们真正的这个救赎，让我们远离罪，向神而活。
We ask that you grant us a desire to live for you.
主啊，求你赐我们这个渴望，渴望的心，让我们愿意为你而活。
Living for you is no longer a struggle, is no longer something that we just refuse to consider, but a desire of our heart.
为你而活，而不仅仅成一个日间的一个挣扎，而是让我们真的有心里边有深深的渴望，能够顺服的愿意为你而活。
We're not able to accomplish it
我们自己靠我们自己的能力是做不到的。
We ask that you save us.
我们请求你来救我们。
Save us from our sin.
从罪里把我们救出来。
Guide us.
带领我们。
Guide us so that we can live for you.
带领我们，所以我们可以为你而活。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.